What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show here with former NFLer, and now he's the head coach going into his fourth season here with Winston State University, Coach Robert Masters. Coach Masters, you see him over in there with nice polo on, Under Armour representing his Rams, Ram Nation. How you doing, Coach? Good talking to you, man.
Man, good morning. Doing well. Excited about the upcoming season, man. We just, we're a few days away from kickoff, so, we got a tough one, but we're going to be ready for the task.
Yes, sir, Coach. Can you believe it's already going to your fourth year here? Winston State, I know you had the COVID year included as well, where you didn't play, but can you believe it's already been to your fourth year already, Coach?
Well, time flies. Obviously, when you get over the other side of 50, it really flies, and it kind of get a little afraid of that. But, it's been a great experience, and unfortunately, we had to do some things here to revamp the program, basically just to put in place, not only, get back to the scholarships that we desired to be competitive, but also from a standpoint of a coaching staff. And I think we're here now, and we're ready to show the world that.
Now, Coach Massey, when you was in the NFL doing your thing, Coach Massey, did you think you'd become a coach when you was in the NFL? Like, at what point did you get to think the bug to want to coach?
Well, here's the funny thing. Of all the schools in the world, I'm fortunate and blessed to be here at Winston-Salem State University. And when I was playing ball in junior high school back then, we didn't have the term middle school, it was junior high school back then when I was in school. My junior high school coach was Charlie Houston. One of the other coaches on the staff was Coach Joe Grant. They were WSSU alum. And what I saw in those men and what they exemplified was confidence. They were prepared for the real world. And they taught us to dig deep and pull out the best in us. And I said to myself then, and this is a true story, I want to be like those guys. So, Charlie Houston obviously was the head coach, so he had the bigger influence. But by that same token, hey, man, I was raised, for lack of a better word, by guys from WSSU. And for me to come here full circle now to be in this position, I'm grateful and I'm blessed. But that's where the bug started. I wanted to be a coach just like Charlie Houston. Back then he had that Datsun 280ZX. And, he would warm up suits to work. Everybody loved him. And We were winning, playing football for him. So I wanted to be that guy.
And Coach, you know what I love about, you know, guys like yourself and Coach Webster, Coach Rod Reed, who was at Tennessee State all those years, well, on defense side of the ball, man. Like, I can pick up the phone and call these guys today. The relationship is still there. Like, you can still talk about, you know, life, lessons that I learned, getting taught. As you know, I'm pushing 40, a little younger than you. But those lessons I was given by those men helped me in my life today. Help push me in business now and in my personal life as well.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the difference in being at an Alabama as opposed to being at a Winston-Salem State or Tennessee State. Those relationships that you're going to establish over the course of your lifetime with those coaches, they'll last a lifetime. There are kids that's going to go to schools like Alabama, LSU. They won't even get a one-on-one with the head coach. Well, here, at this level, we open our doors and we welcome those young men because we understand the task is not only – to win championships and win games and things of that nature, but also to help you guys grow and develop and turn into productive and positive U.S. citizens.
You got that right, Coach. And I feel like that degrees we have, too, like Tennessee State degree, Winston-Salem State degree, because you're in that beautiful triangle over there of all those different things, Texas, Cabillon, then going to Charlotte. Those this degree we have can help us once football starts for us. Now, I'll be honest, Coach, I didn't have a plan out of college, guys, which I kind of stumbled in this radio thing. But nowadays, a holistic approach to it, you know, you're getting internships, using this degree, understanding that, hey, it's life after football. I think that what you all are doing there for us young men, man, is top-notch and top-tier.
Yeah, well, I'll say this, and then I'll mention something that I've never seen done statistically. And I'm not putting you to the challenge, but maybe you may be interested in this. First of all, the unfortunate part, and I say unfortunate because we're the institution of higher learning, and you obviously have more regular students than you do in the athletic department. But most athletic departments, academically, they have a better graduation rate and better GP rate than the general populations at most schools. But I've never heard anybody go and compare the graduation rates of the historical black schools to that of the bigger schools. I bet you, in my personal opinion, the HBCUs will win that fight. Because we graduate our kids.
Oh, yes, because we are there. We're not leaving early. Yeah. And it's actually more hands-on, and it's more like a father, son, not an employer right. relationship, like it is in FBS to a degree.
You're right. Great point.
You know, so I'm with you, Coach. And for you, Coach Massey, what are the pillars of your program? What must a young man abide by when it's in your program? What do you look for in a player as you recruit up and down the Carolinas, try to find young men to fit this program you're building over there at Winston-Salem State?
Well, you know, one of the models, we have several models, cliches here for a number of reasons. We want them to be short and direct so our kids can understand their purpose when they get here. And a big part of that is we want to find guys that obviously have the academic prowess in the classroom, but at the same time have the athletic ability to come and protect the legacy of being the winningest program in the history of our conference, which is the CIAA. So we look for a special type of kid, and we're fortunate that we can find that locally, but we also, you know, go out of the state as well. So a big part of that is the character. You know, we got one of the things you'll notice about the HBCUs, and including all of them, is the pride that we take in representing that shield that's on your shirt. So we find kids and we find people that want to be Rams. We find people that have a legacy that meaning their parents may have went or their grandparents went. So we find a connection when we start recruiting. And to this point, it's been really good. It's been successful, and we're going to continue to do that. But we just want somebody to understand the task, because when you leave here, you're going to be prepared for the real world.
Yes, indeed, Coach. You know what, Coach? Like you said, like for me, I was the first kid in my family to graduate from college. I was the first one. And, you know, so I'm proud of that, and I'm going to push that on my children. Hey, I ain't going to tell you to go to Tennessee State, but look at HBCU school, because it helped me out a lot, you know. And yes, that pride, like you say, and I don't know how it's in the PWIs, but we always show for our homecoming to HBCU world. Yeah. I don't care whether you D1 or D2 NAIA, when it's homecoming HBCU school, we showing up. Now, I don't know how it is PWI range, but that's like our yearly get together that reconvening for us to, you know, be ourselves, be around our people, and just vibe and bond and have a great time and just come together to represent that logo on our breastplate here.
Oh yeah, you know, one of the things I used to always have conversation with when I was playing pro football was guys would always joke me about the experience, and I would tell them all the time, well, you know what? When I go back to my homecoming, they know who I am. If you didn't become a Michael Jordan or Lawrence Taylor and then didn't give them a million, they don't know who you are when you go back. So that sense of home, family, belonging, that's what you get in your HBCU experience. And then also homecoming is now one of our better tools for fundraising because, you know, we come, we ask folk to give. So they come with the intent to give to improve their university. So that's a great deal. I mean, you can't beat that. And I don't know if guys at the private schools or the major colleges, when they're done playing and they go back, are they recognized? Are they celebrated, honored? Are they given their flowers, things of that nature? So, you know, being part of an organization, being the HBCU family and being recognized, it's a great feeling. It is a great feeling. So you don't hesitate to give back.
Got that, Coach. And Coach, I'm asking his coach about, I know for me being from Georgia, at Tennessee State, I got the in-state rate because of the mileage and radius. Now, I know right. It's all in your roster. Like I was from North Carolina, South Carolina. So do you want, I know D2 is more needs-based. You can get less scholarships than FBS or FCS. So are you trying to get more guys in-state because you want to make sure they don't have to leave with debt and it's more need-based in D2 so they get some Pell grants and stuff? Just kind of build your roster to make sure guys don't leave without debt?
Not really. You know, we're going to try to go out and recruit around the country if we can. You know, one of the benefits you do have in the historical Black college setting is the alumni base. They're very involved. You know, we'll have somebody that may come from New York and graduated from Winston-Salem State. They may be in L.A. now. And if they got a kid out there, they'll call us up and put the kid on our radar. And if we can find a way to make it economically feasible for the student athlete and make it economically feasible for us here at WSSU, we'll make that attempt to grab some kids. We signed a quarterback this year out of the Atlanta area. So, you know, we're going to expand our bases because, again, unfortunately, some kids have never heard of HBCUs, and it's 2023.
Wow.
So we want to make sure we expand just like you guys are doing so that, you know, it gives our kids and our children the opportunity to get a quality education at a quality university and then, again, go out and be productive within the world.
And, Coach Massey, do you feel like with the transfer portal and the NIL – being so big at FBS and some FCS levels that you're getting better high school guys because they're getting overlooked because of that COVID year or two with those older guys still in the system? Do you feel like you're able to acquire a better quality high school player now than you usually would get because of how the system jammed up right with older guys and kind of they're bowling a non-commodity person more than a young guy?
Right. Well, you know what? Let me say this. And I'm going to speak on behalf of myself and WSSU, our plan here. We're working on a 70-30 in terms of our recruiting process. 70% of our kids are going to be high school kids, and then 30% are going to be from the transfer portal because we're big on, and I agree with what you're saying, you're going to get a better quality of high school athlete. So we get them here, and then we train them up in, for lack of a better word, in the Winston way. So the way we play special teams here, the way we play offense, the way we play defense. So that benefits our program because we got a kid now that we can raise the Winston way, whereas before, everybody would rush out and grab a bunch of transfers, and you got enough athletes, but now you got to find a way to get that thing to jail in a month's time. And it's a little more difficult nowadays because, you know, kids just they have more interest. You know, when we were in school, definitely when I was in school, it was football or die. So, yes. You know, times have changed. You know, there's so much more going on in the world. There's so much more to offer our children from an academic standpoint, from an interest standpoint. So we have to be aware of that in terms of making sure that we give them the opportunity and the chance to just not be sports oriented, you know, make sure they can be Renaissance young men and women. So when it's time to go out in the real world, it won't be a culture shock for them.
You got that right, Coach. And I feel like that's so important, man, Coach, because I feel like, yeah, but I think probably the generation after me is when it kind of changed. So I know like in 04 to 08, like we had Facebook when Facebook was just for people in college.
Right. Yeah.
Before it opened up over everybody, and like still like football on the yard, go to a party at this house, that house, but it wasn't like it is now with so much distractions. I could focus on my craft and my schooling and still have some fun at the same time. But now you got to really kind of, you know, I would say calibrate all those factors down into a young man to bring into your program, make sure they are able to stable to handle it, all of it and not go off deep into one end or another.
Right, yeah. And, you know, most schools, definitely here at WSSU, we have resources for those kids in the event they have some problems from mental health, whatever the case may be. So, you know, I'll just be honest with you. Growing up playing college football in my day, you know, you either tough or you wasn't tough. And if you wasn't tough, you probably wasn't going to play. Well, you know, that definition has changed. And you know, we welcome change. You should always welcome change. And sometimes it's for the better. Sometimes it may not be. But at the end of the day, the purpose or the intent of the change is to improve the sport, improve, you know, the educational experience. And you mentioned it earlier, which I omitted, but one thing is undeniable. You're going to have fun at your historical black college.
You got that right, Coach. And Coach, for you and this camp, at what point did you start preparing for Central? I know in camp, you said you want to focus on yourself, install things. At what point did you kind of shift from camp mode, install things, to preparing for Central coming up here this weekend?
Well, to be honest, about a week ago. So we've been off our camp schedule. So we got a task. We got a tall task, good program. And I worked with Coach Oliver before under Coach Rob Broadway at North Carolina Central. So we kind of got an idea. We're familiar with them. But at the end of the day, you know, we got to make sure our kids are very familiar and very – and we feel good. We feel confident about going into this game, being able to compete. And our intent and our goal will never change. You play the game to win the game, and that's our purpose.
You got that right. And you know what, Coach? Best kids back see how they play football, man. Like, I know the basketball tournament gets a lot of, you know, public publicity, but CAA football is tough, too. I mean, the sites you have to go play it on the road, man, it's like no easy task, top to bottom. It's a dogfight every Saturday, CAA.
Well, you know, and that's one of the beauties of this conference. We've been established, obviously, as a basketball conference, but if you look over the past few years, our football programs have done extremely well, and we're very proud of that. So we're just finding balance like any other university, any other conference will. But, you know, football's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And, you know, CIAA obviously is the oldest historical black conference in the country, with that game being played in 1892 between Livingstone and John C. Smith. So we have a lot to hang our hat on. We have a lot to be proud of about football in this conference. And I think we do a good job, meaning collectively, of representing our conference well.
Coach, I'm asking this, man, Coach. I know I missed it. I got a little bit of taste of it playing in the Atlanta Classic. But how was it playing on, like, the old turf, man, for the field turf? How was it, man?
Well, compared to the turf of the day, it's like playing on rocks when you were a kid. And what I mean like that, it's going to hurt you. But, you know, now with this new turf, guys, it's synthetic grass, for lack of a better word. And it gives you that same feel in terms of you feel like you're a step faster, but it's been scientifically proven to be a lot safer. You know, you look at an old veteran stadium when I played in the National Football League, you know, we hated that stadium because, you know, the turf was that bad. But if you practice on it every day, like the Eagles did, and they learned the nuances, the in and outs of playing on that turf, yeah, it was kind of an advantage, if you will, believe it or not. But again, this new turf, obviously, and it's changing daily, with upgrades and different scientific understandings of how to make it a better, a safer game, is good for the sport. But I'm a natural grass guy. I love natural grass.
Now, I got one more for you, because I know the stadiums were still built that was dual use. They had baseball fields. Yeah. I was trying to play, have old cleats and play on the baseball diamond, like in Oakland or somewhere like that, you know, Miami, even when they had the Marlins, they're like, trying to play there with that gun, baseball diving. How was that, Coach?
Well, you know what? I'll give you a crazy story. This is a true story. This is my rookie year. We're playing in Los Angeles against the Rams. And Dave Waymer, former teammate of mine, God rest his soul, he got into an argument with a receiver, and we were playing on the baseball field. We were playing with the Dodgers played. We were sharing the field. So part of the field was, the infield, the red dirt and clay type dirt. And they got into an argument, and they were back and forth, and we were calling the defense, and I looked down, and Dave was digging dirt up. So I'm like, yo, what's going on? He didn't say nothing. So he go line up, and the guy he was arguing with was right there in front of him. When the ball snapped, he threw the dirt in the guy's eye. The guy went, and he choked the blast out of him, and I'm like, this is the NFL? Wow. So it's been a transition, man. And, of course, you know, back then, you know, the cities had a lot to do with trying to make sure they facilitate or have a place for those teams to play. So we would go hand in hand and work with the other professional leagues. So it was an interesting deal, because at some point you ran rubber cleats on that dirt, which don't dig down in the dirt like the baseball cleats were. And the baseball cleats were banned by the NFL. So, you know, it was tough and scary as a defensive back, for sure.
I don't imagine trying to slip and tackle somebody. Don't you trying to cut on dirt? I worry about ACLs, hamstrings, and quads on that stuff, man.
Yeah, definitely. It was a challenge, man. It really was.
Yes, sir. I got one more for you, Coach. You know, what are some – on this show, Coach, we love talking about food. We have a food blog of the show, too. What are some nice food spots, what's a successful area we can come check out when we come see you all play, man?
Well, you know, here we're big for barbecue. We're known for that. And we got quite a few places. I know one is Little Richard's. That's one of the more famous ones around. And then again, you got also some mom and pop stops, such as Foresight Seafood, which is right across the street from the university. So we got some good food, man. You know, we're not as deep south as Atlanta, but we got some outstanding cooks here in the state of North Carolina. And we welcome anybody to come and taste and challenge to see who has the better barbecue.
Hey, I'm all for it, Coach. I'll tell Coach Hill, I said, man, look, I'm coming up there, man. I got to come to Winston-Salem and see what you all doing up there, man, because I haven't been there in a long time, but I want to come check it out again and get that vibe of that great city you all in, man.
Well, we welcome you, man, and in line with our chancellor, it's time for the Rams to do what we've been doing the past 81 years in terms of football, and that's to take charge of the CIAA.
Yes, sir. Coach Massey, it's fun to talk to you, man. It's fun to talk to somebody I played the video game with you in my video games, kid.
Now you're telling my age, man. But appreciate you.
It was fun, Coach. I get to meet you in my line, Coach. It was fun, man. I really enjoyed this, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Take care now.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.